Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. About half of Oklahoma adults have gotten their coronavirus shots. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports that reaching the level needed for community protection will require another shift in vaccine strategy.
Deputy Commissioner of Health Keith Reed says that surveys show two-thirds of Oklahoma adults are willing to get their shot. About 50.5% actually have. Reaching the rest will take another plan update. When the vaccine program first kicked off in December, targeted clinics catered to priority groups. Once everyone became eligible in the spring, the focus moved to mass vaccination sites, then smaller localized clinics. Reed says now that strategy will be even more targeted.
We have mobile vans, mobile health units, and we are absolutely putting on some road shows. Going into neighborhoods is just another step.
Health officials say that because demand has stalled, they've started turning away vaccine allocation to keep from wasting doses. But they're hopeful Oklahoma can reach 3 million vaccinated adults by Memorial Day. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
An Oklahoma State School Boards Association analysis reveals that recent raises mean Sooner State teachers have received the largest pay increase over the last 5 years when compared to its neighbors. But State Impact's Robbie Korth reports Oklahoma still falls below the regional average.
Teacher pay has risen in every state in the region, but Oklahoma's raises leading up to the walkout in 2018 have led to the largest percentage salary increase over the last 5 years. The OSSBA reported the average teacher makes $54,256 annually. Oklahoma continues to lag behind Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado, but the average salary here is not the bottom in the region, as Oklahoma has risen above Arkansas, Kansas, and Missouri. Though Oklahoma is in the middle, teacher salary is still below the regional average. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
The chair of the Oklahoma County Criminal Justice Authority, commonly called the county's jail trust, has resigned. Tricia Everest announced her resignation on Friday. She said she was giving up the trust position to focus on her duties as Governor Kevin Stitt's new Secretary of Public Safety. Stitt announced Everest's nomination in late March, and the state Senate confirmed the appointment Thursday. Everest has a long record in government work, including serving as a state assistant attorney general. She has recently faced strong criticism in her role as jail trust chair. Local advocacy groups blame Everest and other trust members for a rash of detainee deaths and staff misconducts inside the problematic jail. The coronavirus pandemic has been hard on Oklahoma students, but the state's educators are wanting to move past that. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports on a new initiative for struggling students called Ready Together Oklahoma.
Oklahoma schools are receiving billions of dollars from the federal government to mitigate the effects of school closures and disrupted learning on school children. Some of that money has been spent, but State School Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister says much more will be put to use this summer.
We arguably face the greatest challenge in education in modern history, and that is, how do we ensure that our kids will rebound from the pandemic stronger than ever?
Ready Together Oklahoma will feature summer enrichment and credit recovery programs across the state, sponsored by school districts and community-based organizations. Hoffmeister says this is the first part of a multi-year initiative to best leverage federal funds like the $1.5 billion Oklahoma schools are receiving from the American Rescue Plan. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
The Cherokee Nation announced last week that the annual Remember the Removal Ride, where participants retrace the Trail of Tears, will resume this June. Allison Herrera has more.
After taking a year off due to the pandemic, the 950-mile bicycle ride along the northern route of the Trail of Tears will go ahead with COVID-19 precautions in play. Four cyclists and two mentors will participate in a ride that spans from Georgia to Tennessee to Oklahoma. They began their training in 2019 and will cycle around 60 miles per day along routes used by their ancestors. It's estimated that around 16,000 Cherokees were forced from their homelands in the southeast to Oklahoma, then known as Indian Territory, in 1839 and 1840. An estimated 4,000 died due to starvation, disease, and exposure. The ride is a way to honor those who lost their lives and uplift Cherokee culture. I'm Allison Herrera.
That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
I'm Helen Sini, host of Deutsche Welle's weekly news magazine Inside Europe. We dig a little deeper into the important stories shaping the region. From Dublin to Moscow, the issues facing Europe are also touching many Americans. So join us this week as we explore the people, politics, and culture of one of the world's most dynamic regions.
Inside Europe, Sunday mornings at 9 and Wednesday afternoons at 3 on KCCU.
I'm Scott Simon. Plan to join us Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
This Saturday morning from 7 until 9 here on KCCU, your public radio station for NPR News and classical music.